Welcome to the Word and Spirit Podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Before we join Reverend Greer, let me tell you about our website. RandallGreer.org is filled with information that is sure to be a blessing to you, including free downloads of MP3s, videos, Bible studies, newsletters, and other materials. That address again is www.randallgreer.org. Greer is spelled G-R-I-E-R. Now, let's go to Reverend Greer.
This is what you and I can lean back and kick back on. In fact, I quote these scriptures to the Lord sometimes. I mean, I just tell Him. I say, Lord, don't give up on me. I'm going to make it after a while, Lord. And He's a man of faith. I said, you a man of faith. You started us off on this journey. I said, don't quit believing. I'm going to get there. And you know, He believes in every one of us. He knows that we can accomplish it. But look what He said. If we don't pray, we can't obey. And I said, if you look to Jesus, He's already been down the road that you've been down. And He knows how to help you. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession, or it means confession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need.
Thank God.
Boy, we can go right to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And just come boldly to what throne?
The throne of grace.
Not a throne of condemnation and beating you over the head and say, you old sorry thing, you should have done this and you should have done that. No, it's a throne of grace.
Yeah.
He's touched with the feelings of our infirmities. He knows what we're going through.
Right.
He's lived in this life. He said also, so remember, He said this, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
Amen.
So you can have faith in the fact that God is going to bring you out.
Amen.
If you go before Him in prayer, He's not going to reject you.
That's right.
You can tell Him exactly what you're dealing with.
Thank you, Lord.
The pressures that you're up against, the things that you're facing, the questions that you have, the solutions that you need, anything that you have in life, He knows what you need.
That's right.
He's already been there.
Amen.
He knows exactly. He's touched in all points. There's nothing that you could be going through that He has not already experienced.
Amen.
And already overcome.
Amen.
And He knows exactly what it's going to take to put you over.
That's right.
Isaiah chapter 40 in closing, then we're going to pray. Isaiah chapter 40, because I know you're stirred up to pray now because you want to make it. You can't
Amen.
Make it without prayer. And this is, one of my, among others, but one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible, because I'm always needing the Lord to help me and strengthen me, because I certainly don't know it all in and of myself, and I can't make it without God. Isaiah chapter 40, verse number 28. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not. Whew. He never faints. He got me beat. That's why I got to hang on to Him. It says, neither is weary. There is no searching of His understanding. He knows it all. He says, notice what He does with this, though. He never faints. He neither gets weary. There's no searching of His understanding. But look what He'll do with that. He's got all this, but what good is it if He just has it and don't share it? Look what He's going to do. Verse 29, He's going to share it with you.
Yeah.
He giveth power, our ability, our strength to the what? Faint. And to them that have no might, He increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord, I like to put this in there, spend time in prayer in His presence, shall renew or change their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint.
Hallelujah.
Whew.
Thank God.
It's good, isn't it?
It is good. Amen.
It's a promise from God.
Amen.
Notice He said they shall renew or change their strength. If you wait upon the Lord in prayer, you may go in that prayer closet one way, but you're going to come out another
Hallelujah.
Way. Why? Because the Bible says so. They shall, how are you going to come out? You may go in fainting. You may go in weary. You may go in wondering what to do. But he says, you're going to come out. How? They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint.
Hallelujah.
That is a promise from God to you. And that's a promise from God to me. So where are you going to have one of your biggest challenges in life as far as serving God? In prayer. The enemy is going to do his best to keep you out of prayer. When it comes time for you to pray, you're going to have so many things to do. A spirit of slumber is going to come on you, just like it did the disciples. And you're going to find your eyes heavy, and you can't hold them open. And there's all kinds of thoughts that's going to come through your mind. But I call that the veil of the flesh.
Right.
You've got to press through.
Amen.
The veil of the flesh. And once through you break through the other side, you'll be like old Chuck Yeager that broke the sound barrier.
Amen.
You'll say, my goodness, this is where I should have been all the time.
Amen. Amen.
I mean, this is a better ride on this side than it was on that side.
Right.
So that's why the enemy don't want you to break through the veil of the flesh, to push through the dilemmas of life, to push through all the challenges that you face every day and the task and the appointments and schedules that you have. He don't want you to have an appointment with God. But I say this, you need to get you an appointment book.
Amen.
If you need one, and write in your appointment book and schedule God in.
Amen.
And put Him at the head of your appointment list and put Him at the head of your schedule. Then I'll guarantee you everything else that's in your appointment book is going to work out better.
Praise God.
I'm telling you, it's going to come together and it's going to work out. If you do not pray, you cannot obey.
Right.
We've proven that from the Scriptures. Even though we make confessions, even though we have great intentions, even though we have a want to and a desire, there's no way you can walk it out. The evidence of it is in the Word of God. Remember in the Garden of Gethsemane, the disciples could not walk out their confession. Peter, even though he meant to, he was the first one to recognize Jesus Christ being the Messiah. And Jesus commended him for that. But even Peter, even though he was the last one of the disciples to deny the Lord and turn away from Him, he still could not walk out his confession, even though he boldly made it along with the other disciples. Why? You got to pray to obey.
Amen.
Jesus said, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. For the spirit truly indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Has anybody else found that out besides me? So what is God saying to us today? What is He wanting to do? Remember, you've got to pray if you're going to obey.
Amen.
If you don't pray, you're not going to make it. This world system, remember, is putting the pressure on the Christian world to compromise, to accept and embrace things that have nothing to do with Christianity or the Word of God. And there's a push on and a lust in the world to get us to go in the opposite direction of what God wants us to go. But the devil is not going to stop us.
Amen.
So let's take it.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. I just want to take a moment to tell you about two of Reverend Greer's products available on our website. First is his personal testimony, Escape from Hell, which details the events that led up to him miraculously being released from prison, receiving a full pardon with the right to own a firearm, and stepping into his calling of God. This is available as a book, CD, or DVD format. Second is Reverend Greer's second book, How to Change Your Life. This book will show you how to bring permanent change in your life through the power of God. And once you've changed, change will bring success. These products, as well as many more, can be found on our online store at www.randallgreer.org. Or by writing us at Randall Greer Ministries, P.O. Box 140516, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma 74014. Thanks for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us here next time as Reverend Greer brings forth the Word of God in Word and Spirit. And remember, God is with us.